在入面的奉献者请出来庙堂，如果在你有 temple 请出来庙堂，我们节目就来开始了，叫人入来了。We would like to welcome His Holiness Giridhari Swami. He has been the temple president of Hong Kong from 1981, and later on he helped to preach in other areas like Philippines, China, and Taiwan. And in 1986, he took sannyas, and then 1996, he became the GBC member of this song. So we are very happy after a long time, like 5 years, Maharaj come back to Hong Kong again. So we give him a big applause. Hare Krishna. Hare Bol. So some of the devotees didn't come yesterday. So some just first time they meet you. So we'll start with Kirtan, and then there's a Japa workshop today. 今日是讲这个念诵证明的。
Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Pick it up. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe.
An ocean of smiling faces. So I feel like I'm basking in the warmth of many suns. So I'm definitely on the receiving end. Thank you. So I have entitled this talk, The Nine Steps to Improve Our Japa. Knowledge about Nam Tattva is something which is very deep and vast. There are numerous books that have been written by our acharyas on the subject.
我們的先前的靈性導師寫了很多本書籍是關於這方面的知識的
So literally thousands and thousands of pages have been written
是數以萬計的頁數的文章是講述聖明的榮耀
So I've distilled information from a number of these books and try to put it in the form of a simple presentation
我就在不同的經典抽了一些詩節出來做一個簡單的講課
So I've tried to make the presentation concise and informative and yet practical
我希望今天的講課是很多資料但同時間是很實際的
So the seminar has one goal
今天的這個講課就有一個目標的
And that is to improve the quality of our chanting of japa.
就是改善我們每一個人唸誦聖名的品質的
So I'd like to begin by reciting there's three nice verses. I mean there are millions of verses about the glories of the holy name. But I've chosen three verses to just kind of set the mood.
咁呢我就選擇咗三個詩節呢就是開始我哋去了解聖名的一個
The first verse is from Brihat Bhagavatamrita by Sanatan Goswami.
第一個詩節是來自一本書叫《Brihat Bhagavatamrita》是Sanatan Goswami所寫的。
And there he says, all glories to the blissful holy name of Sri Krishna, which causes the devotee to give up all conventional religious duties, meditation, and worship. When somehow or other uttered, even once by a living entity, the holy name awards him liberation. The holy name of Krishna is the highest nectar. It is the very life and my only treasure.
所有榮耀、所有榮耀歸於全然極樂的主的聖名，他令奉獻者放棄所有傳統的宗教職務、冥想和崇拜，因為生物體不知怎地只念了一次聖名，聖名就會獎賞他得到解脫。 Krishna 的聖名是最高的甘露，他是我們生命和唯一的財富。
The second verse is from the Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto.
第二個詩節是來自聖典博加塔談第三篇的。
Oh, how glorious are they whose tongues are chanting your holy name. Even if born in the families of dog eaters, such persons are worshipable. Persons who chant the holy name of your lordship must have executed all kinds of austerities and fire sacrifices and achieved all the good manners of the Aryans. To be chanting the holy name of your lordship, they must have bathed at holy places of pilgrimage, studied the Vedas, and fulfilled everything required.
譯文是用舌頭歌唱你姓名那些人是有多光榮啊！這樣的人，哪怕是生在吃狗肉的家庭中，都是值得敬重的。念誦你姓上姓名的人，必然從事過所有種類的苦修，舉行過各種火祭。 獲得了阿利安人所有美好的品質，能夠歌唱你姓名的人，他們必定在聖地沐浴過，必定研究過偉達經，按要求做到了一切。
And finally, there is a verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam second canto.
最後是一個詩節，是來自聖典博加塔談第二篇的。
O King, constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord after the ways of the great authorities is a doubtless and fearless way of success for all, including those who are free from all material desires, those who are desirous of all material enjoyment, and also those who are self-satisfied by dint of transcendental knowledge.
君王啊，无论系摆脱咗一切物质欲望嘅人，想要进行所有嘅物质享乐嘅人，还是因为有超然的知识而内心感到满足的人，总之对所有的人来说。 按偉大的權威所推薦的方式，一直不斷地唱誦至尊主的聖名，是沒有疑問的，沒有恐懼的成功之路。So
again, this is just a very small sampling.
今日一個好小型嘅一個講課啦。Because
there are so many verses.
因為有好多好多嘅詩節係描述到聖名嘅。You
know, as the holy name is unlimited, glorification about the holy name is also unlimited.
因為聖名是無限的，所以榮耀聖名也是無限的。
So, one of the main commentators on the Bhagavatam that Srila Prabhupada often referred to when he was making his own commentaries is Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
咁哈哈嘅當佢寫作《聖典博加塔談》嘅時候咧，佢經常咧都會參考咧一位先前嘅靈性導師嘅評論嘅，佢就叫 Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
And on the last verse I quoted, he has given a commentary.
咁我剛才最尾嗰個詩節咧，佢係評論過呢個詩節嘅。
And there he says that of the limbs of bhakti, that hearing, chanting, and remembering are the three chiefs.
咁喺九項嘅奉獻服務咧，唱誦、聆聽同埋記憶主咧，係最重要嘅。But
amongst those three, chanting is the chief.
咁喺三者之中咧，唱誦係最重要嘅。So
what that tells us is that chanting is clearly our most important activity.
佢換言之咧，唱誦咧係我哋所有其他活動之中咧係最重要嘅。
And everything else is actually secondary.
一切咧其實都係次要。
Not that they're not important.
唔係話佢哋唔重要。
Worshipping the deity and you know so many other forms of devotional service, they're all important.
譬如崇拜神像啊。 或者其他好多种类嘅奉献服务，就唔系话呢啲服务唔重要。
But amongst them all, the most important is the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra.
但系咁多嘅奉献服务当中咧，唱诵 Hare Krishna 系最重要嘅。
So since you are all devotees of Krishna,
而家大家在座都系咧 Krishna 嘅奉献者啦。
And I think it's safe to say that the majority of you are chanting Hare Krishna regularly.
咁我应该好安全，即系我觉得你哋每一个人都唱诵紧Hare Krishna， 应该系好安全咁样讲法，系咪
？And if you're not, you should be.
咁如果你仲未唱诵圣名咧，咁你应该就开始唱诵啦。
So I like to ask you then, why do you chant?
咁我想问你哋咧，点解你去念诵或者唱诵圣名咧
？Please, amongst you, why do you chant?
点解你去唱诵咧？去让我哋嘅意识系达到超然嘅境界。
It's a very scholarly answer.
We have a young scholar here.
Yeah, a young scholar.
嗰啲好学术性啊嘛嘅答案。
That is certainly one reason.
因为当然系其中一个答案啦。
Anyone else?
有冇另外一个答案咧？念诵圣名可以让帮我咧系远离咧感官享乐。
So purifies us, so we're no longer attracted to material things.
啊，念诵咧可以咧去净化我哋啦，让我哋咧唔受咧物质嘅东西吸引。啊，咁我哋听咗咁多关于圣名嘅荣耀咧，希望咧有朝一日咧真系咧我哋系。明白到嘅，我相信咧系去唱诵或者念诵系会令到一个人快乐嘅，
sure.
肯定嘅。
Anyone else？
有冇第二啲人有答案啊？咁因为咧，主坐坛人咧系曾经讲过咧，喺呢个物质世界其实冇另外一个方法。有冇第啲朋友、
yeah.
去取悦 Krishna？
Yeah, please Krishna.
Very good.
Good one. Anyone else？
有冇第啲人 ？Foreign 去更加接近 Krishna。
Bring us closer to Krishna. Yeah, good one. Yeah. Two. Okay, good.
表达我哋对 Krishna 嘅爱。有冇第二啲人啊？第二啲朋友，第二啲奉献者，第二啲朋友。我哋可以通过去唱诵咧，系同时间咧服务 Shri Radha Krishna。
So chanting Hare Krishna brings us together, so we can perform.
去念唱诵圣名咧，系将大家每所有奉献者咧聚埋一齐咧，一齐去服务 Krishna。
All good answers.
大家嘅答案都好好啊。
But of all of those answers, what do you think is the most important?
在这么多个答案当中，你觉得哪一样是最重要呢？
Distilling it all down, which is the most important thing?
这么多个答案当中，哪一个答案是最重要呢？
Why do we chant? What is the most important reason?
最重要，最重要，我们为什么去唱诵圣名？去恢复我们跟 Krishna 的关系。
That's definitely important.
咁呢一樣肯定係重要啦。
But actually, the answer has been given by one of the first the devotees here already.
其實其中一位奉獻者係俾咗個答案啦。
You'll have to guess.
你去估。
Yes.
Please
that,
Krishna.
To please Krishna. That is the main reason for which we chant the holy name.
啊，其實我哋去唱誦聖名，其實呢、這個去取悅 Krishna 係最主要嘅原因。
There are so many reasons we could, and some of them were given, and you know, to attain self-realization, to go back to Godhead. Someone may say.
去觉悟自我啦，去回归神首啦。
The scriptures tell us to.
经典系咁同我哋讲。This little boy had want to say something.
Yes. He get more energy.
得到更多嘅能量呢個小朋友。
That's true. We get.
係真嘅。
We get spiritual energy.
你會得到靈性嘅能量。
I don't know if we always get so much physical energy.
我就唔知道係咪真係俾到你體力啦，但係靈性能量一定有嘅。
Because it is an unfortunate occurrence that oftentimes when devotees sit down to chant, they go into a very deep form of samadhi.
因為很多時候奉獻者坐下去唸誦，他就會進入一個很深層次的Maya的狀態當中。
And their mantra changes a bit.
他們唸的曼陀羅就有些改變了。It
goes from... It may change in pitch.
那個音調可能會變了。
Or it may fade out into.
可能跟住變咗打鼻鼾聲啦。So,
yes, we can get spiritual energy. That's for sure.
咁我哋一定咧可以從聖名咧念誦聖名咧係得到靈性嘅能量，係肯定。
But again, the most important reason is to please Krishna, because that's what Krishna wants.
因為但係最重要嘅原因咧就係去取悅 Krishna.
And by fulfilling that one. Desire that Krishna has, all of the other desires are simultaneously fulfilled.
咁通過咧，係去達到呢個目的之後咧，其他所有嘅目的咧都會達到嘅。So
of course, included within pleasing Krishna is also pleasing Guru and pleasing Vaishnavas.
去取悅 Krishna 咧，其實包括咧去取悅靈性導師同埋奉獻者。Because
you can't really please Krishna unless you do please the Vaishnavas and the spiritual master.
除非你係取悅奉獻者同埋靈性導師咧，其實否則你係唔會取悅到 Krishna。
So again, this activity should become the most important, and everything else secondary.
咁所以咧，呢一個活動咧，應該係變得最重要嘅活動，其他嘅活動就變得係次要。
Now we all face obstacles.
咁我哋大家咧都會面對咧一啲障礙嘅。
It is not easy.
唔容易㗎，Krishna。
On one hand, Prabhupada seem to present it as something very simple.
念誦是不容易的，但亦都可以是很简单。
He often said, just chant Hare Krishna.
那帕帕的訓示就說，你只是去念誦 Hare Krishna 就可以了。
But just chanting Hare Krishna is not that easy.
但是只是去念誦 Hare Krishna 不是真的那么容易的。
Why?
为什么呢?
Some reasons? What are some obstacles that we face?
我哋最大嘅障礙或者困難係咩咧？去念誦聖名嘅時候
，obstacles. Okay. Human.
人類嘅不完美啊。
Definitely. That's definitely.
肯定其中一樣啦。
Certainly. Our own inability. Certainly. Another reason.
有冇另外一個原因啊？ Our mind is flickering.
Yes, that's true. Your mind is flickering.
心意好動盪，係心意。Something
else? You don't face any obstacles while you're chanting.
你係念誦嘅時候冇面對任何困難咩？
I'm fortunate that I'm in such assembly today.
我好不幸，我喺一個咁辛苦嘅奉獻者團入邊。
I think I should be sitting there, and you should be sitting here.
可能你應該上嚟講課，應該坐喺你個位。Some
other obstacles.
有冇其他嘅障礙咧？
When you sit down to chant Hare Krishna, what other obstacles do you have?
當你去坐低咧念誦 Hare Krishna， 有咩障礙咧？
Lack of enthusiasm.
唔夠熱心咯。
That's true.
係真嘅。
We can lack enthusiasm, lack of a desire to chant sometimes. We have to force ourselves to chant.
念誦聖名，唔夠慾望去念誦聖名，有時逼自己去念誦。
We're overwhelmed by too many material desires.
咁我有太多物質慾望。
They smother the desire to chant.
太多物質慾望咧，就掩蓋咗你去唱誦聖名嘅慾望。 身體不舒服。
Physical discomfort. That can certainly be a reason. That's a fact. So sometimes, and practically, I have seen it is very hard for devotees or anyone to sit for long periods of time in a cross-leg position. Even today, during this hour or so, I think you will find yourselves changing positions so many times.
就算現在我們坐在這裡一個小時,都會有很多奉獻者要改變他的姿勢很多次。
One leg starts to ache, the other leg starts to ache, your back starts to hurt. So many problems.
一隻腳痛,然後另一隻腳痛,然後腰骨又痛。
You know, when I was just in Bombay and I was meeting with Prabhupada's disciple Jamuna Devi, and she told us that Prabhupada, at the time when she was with Prabhupada in the early days, this was in early India, in the early 70s, and then Prabhupada had such spiritual strength that he could go the whole day, sometimes meeting people, having darshan and everything, and his back would be totally erect, and he would sit constantly cross-legged the whole time. And she said, she noticed some days it was continuous for 8, 10, or 12 hours, where Prabhupada would just practically like Murti. He would not in any way be influenced by the physical body. And she just attributed it all to the fact that it was just this spiritual energy.
我的神姊妹,仁曼德比,她就在講一些消息,說帕帕在70年代,在印度傳教的時候,她見到帕帕有一天,可能有時整天都坐在那裡,盤膝坐,然後帶一條腰非常直,可能連續坐8個小時,10個小時,會見客人,講課,諸如此類的。她的評論就是說,帕帕能夠這樣做,因為她有靈性的能量去支持她做。
So if we don't have such spiritual energy,
但我們沒有這些靈性能量,
then we have to perhaps make some arrangements so that we can be at least fairly comfortable when we chant Hare Krishna so it doesn't become a distraction.
我們就沒有靈性能量之前,我們就要去作出一些安排,看我們念誦聖名的時候,覺得自己的身體比較舒服一點。We
have to sit in different way, we may have to walk sometimes to chant japa, but whatever it takes for us to be comfortable enough, you know, within this material body to be able to chant Hare Krishna, that's what we need to do.
你可能有時要走下,有時又坐下,但你坐的方法是應該令到你自己的身體是挺舒服,令到你不會分心,因為身體而分心,在你念誦聖名的時候分心。
Okay, so of all these reasons that you gave, again, what do you think is the core reason? What is the main reason, the main obstacle that we face?
在這麼多的,你講過不同的障礙,那你覺得哪一樣是最重要的障礙呢?
The mind. Everyone says the mind.
大家都說是心意。
Yes, that, and we will discuss that. Definitely the mind is an obstacle, there's no doubt about it. But even something that precedes that.
那心意之前是什么呢?
Okay, well, obvious, yes, you're right. The senses are subordinate
感官,
to the mind. That's true.
感官,
but something is causing us to have a lack of impetus to chant. What is that? What is that main thing?
什麼東西令到我們沒有熱情去念眾聖名?
Sorry? Material desire. Well, that's definitely, that is part of it, yes. But in a broad category, the main reason that the acharyas give is lack of taste.
物質慾望是其一,但最主要是 欠缺品味，对生命欠缺品味。
Because the impetus to do anything is the enjoyment or the pleasure that we get out of doing it.
有什么激发我们去做某一件事呢？就是你做完那件事，你会觉得快乐，即是在过程是有享，觉得享受。
So if we lack taste to chant Hare Krishna, it will be very difficult for us to do it.
如果我们是念诵对生命，念诵生命去没有品味，如果我们要去念诵，就是非常困难。
At best, it will be a duty, a kind of a work, something that we have to just get through with. But we will have to force ourselves to do it.
你可能觉得是一件工作，或者是你的责任，因为你没有品味，变成就好像要硬逼自己去做。
Rather than be attracted.
即是我们未因为未受圣灵吸引，所以变成就是这样。
So there are four main reasons, or four categories we can say, why we do not have taste at present.
有四个原因，为什么我们对圣灵是没有品味的。
And the first is called, is something called Tattva Vibrama.
第一个叫Tattva Vibrama.
And what this means is a superficial understanding of Lord Chaitanya's teachings.
即是说，对于主Chaitanya的教导，有一个很表面的理解。
We have not heard enough from Shastra to understand our true position, Krishna's true position, the process of devotional service, and all of the different obstacles and things that we may face. We lack that transcendental knowledge.
其中一个就是我们欠缺从经典得到的超然的知识，关于我们的身份，我们究竟真正的身份是什么呢？ Krishna 是哪一位呢？还有就是对于念诵圣名的知识，我们是不足够的。
So this cause for lack of taste is easily remedied by, as Prabhupada told us to do, please read my books.
这个障碍很容易解决，即是你欠缺知识，就好像帕帕经常叫我们去阅读他的书籍，我们就是多些阅读他的书籍，就可以得到这些超然知识。
He once told his Western disciples, he said, if I have any criticism of you, it's that you do not read my books.
帕帕说，我唯一想批评我的西方的门徒，就是你们不去读我的书。
So this cause for lack of taste is not very difficult to remedy.
去克服这个障碍，不是太困难。
We just have to organize ourselves in such a way that we take the time to read.
我们只是要去安排自己的生活，让自己有时间去阅读经典。
The second cause is something called Asat Krishna.
第二个叫Asat Krishna.
And this literally means thirst for the temporary.
即是说你是 thirst for?
Thirst for the temporary.
对于是短暂的东西很饥渴。
And there are different types of thirst that we have.
我们有不同种类的口渴。
One is maintaining desires for petty material comforts.
我们其中一个就是想保持一些物质上的舒适。
If you think about it, all of us in our own ways have some of these desires.
如果你看看自己，每个人都有少少这些欲望的。
Desire for heavenly pleasure.
然后是欲求天堂的享受。
It's like someone mentioned before, one of the reasons to chant is to make us happy.
譬如有奉献者提过，我们去念诵圣名是希望自己快乐。
To get pleasure.
你会得到快乐。
So we know that there are higher planets where the pleasure is very exalted, it is very long-lasting. You know, compared to what we experience here, it is something very, very high.
譬如在一些高等的星球，他们有一些的享受，一些快乐，是又持久，又更加比这个物质世界的快乐更加崇高。
So we sometimes see practitioners of other traditions, and their goal is to rise to some type of a heavenly plane where they can enjoy these different pleasures.
咁喺其他有一啲嘅宗教傳統咧，佢哋嘅靈修者咧個目的咧就係希望咧係去到一啲天堂嘅星球咧去享受嘅。
And unfortunately, sometimes these ideas are taken to the extreme.
但係咧，有時呢啲咁嘅概念咧，就去到比較極端啦。
In which they see the goal of spiritual practice to be a culmination of the most wonderful things within this world that they can conceive of.
Their spiritual practice is the most wonderful thing in this world.
They think that the highest thing that they can achieve are the things within this world.
咁有啲宗教人士咧，佢哋就會睇咧，佢哋最奇妙、最好嘅嘢咧，佢可以會喺呢個世間揾到。
Just like some conceptions of this heavenly realm, you know, sometimes involves having a very beautiful house to live in.
譬如有啲概念，有啲人對天堂有咁嘅概念，可能你喺天堂有間好靚嘅屋啊。
A very perfect marital arrangement.
有一個咧完美嘅婚姻嘅關係。
Children.
有好嘅兒女。
A lot of wealth.
有好多財富。
And even a conception where they become a supreme being.
甚至有一個概念咧，佢哋係成為咧至尊嘅人物。
So the things that they value most within this world, the highest forms of sense gratification, become the goal of their spiritual practice, where they can live in this kind of a heavenly realm, enjoying happily forever.
咁佢哋就將呢啲物質世界最高嘅享受咧，就成為佢哋咧靈修嘅目的啊！即係渴望咧喺將來。 在天堂呢,過一些呢,是那些物質世界最高的享受的這些生活。
People also desire mystic powers.
有些人呢,是欲求呢,是願力量呢。
We certainly see this. People are looking for some kind of a power of some sort.
我們肯定見到這些人,有些人是尋求一些願力的力量的。
And we know that even from the practice of Ashtanga Yoga, that there are some 8 yogic siddhis that one can achieve.
就算去練習呢啲叫八重瑜伽咧，一個人可以咧係得到八種嘅完備嘅力量。
So oftentimes people become distracted by this.
有時咧，有啲人咧係被呢啲完備力量咧係令到佢分心嘅。
Or they desire, and this is very prevalent, they desire liberation from material suffering.
咁佢哋想從咧物質嘅痛苦嗰度咧解脱出來。
They've suffered so much in this world, they just want to get free from it.
佢哋喺呢個物質世界咧受咁多苦咧。
So they're looking for some kind of an escape route to get out of this place into a place which is free from suffering. So all of these are in the category of asatrishna. Then the third category is something called Ridaya Durbalyam. And this category, there's 2 related weaknesses. The first is attachment to things which are unrelated to Krishna. How many attachments do we have? How many do I have? I could be here for many hours explaining that. But persons have so many attachments to things which are not related to Krishna. Ridiculous attachments. Attachment to their television set. Attachment to their iPod. And now the iPad.
你刚才讲iPad.
Or the iPhone.
或者iPhone.
But it's always centered around I.
咁呢啲产品咧都系咧以自我为中心。
Who they think is I, which is.
咁佢哋以为系我啦，嗰个样嘢系。Their
materialistic false ego idea of who they think they are.
呢系物质主义者嘅假我嗰个理论啦，一切都系属于我嘅。Not
to in any way insult Steve Jobs.
我哋就唔想侮辱嗰个苹果创办人啊。Actually,
took prasadam.
咁佢有食过 prasadam 噶。In
the 60s, he was going to the temple in Boston.
喺60年代咧，佢去過波士頓嘅廟宇。
And I think that he actually met Prabhupada.
我諗佢應該係見過 Prabhupada.
Or at least attended lectures and things.
或者係參加過 Prabhupada嘅講課。
And he's also given donations.
佢有捐錢俾我哋嘅。So,
besides being a very prominent person in the world, he also has, you know, some brightness in his spiritual future also.
雖然佢係一間呢間公司嘅大人物啦，咁但係佢喺靈性上都有一個光明嘅未來，因為佢嗱係有啲聯繫嘅。So
the second part of this is deceit. Deceit.
Deceit.
Deceit.
唔係啊，欺騙。
To deceive, right? Fault finding.
去找錯處咯。
Envy.
嫉妒咯,
and desire for fame.
而且欲求呢,是出名的。
So, I mean, certainly we can find non-devotees, they're honeycombed with these different bad qualities.
你很容易找到一些非奉獻者是有這些品質的。
And if we become a little introspective, we'll see that, you know, to whatever extent the impurities are there, we still have some traces of these things as well.
如果你去觀察自己的內心，你都會找到這一方面的，即是在自己的內心都有這些品質的，多不少。Even
as devotees, we struggle with, you know, the tendency to find fault in others.
我們就算是奉獻者，都經常要掙扎去批評別人的傾向。
It's difficult for us to look at ourselves introspectively and to see the faults, but it's so easy to look at someone else and say, oh, well, he is like that or she is like that.
要去反省自己的錯處是很困難的，但是去批評別人的錯處就很容易。And
what to speak of envy.
不要說這個嫉妒。That,
you know, someone else has something that we don't.
有些人有一些東西我們沒有的。And
why do they have it?
為什麼他們有呢?
I should have it.
我應該有啊。I'm
much more deserving.
我呢,更加有資格啊。I'm
much more qualified.
我更加值得擁有這些東西。So
I should be possessing that.
我應該是擁有這些東西。Why
don't I have it?
為什麼我沒有呢?
So we look at others like that sometimes.
我們有時會這樣看其他人。
And desire for fame.
還有呢,是欲求呢,是有名望。Even
as devotees, especially younger devotees and those who have not advanced very far, they want some level of recognition or fame.
就算是奉獻者呢,譬如一些是新的奉獻者呢,或者一些奉獻者 不是進步得很多的，他都希望他做的服務是被認知的。They
want to be recognized for, you know, their beautiful kirtan voice.
譬如他們想被人認同他美妙的歌聲。Or
the expertise by which they play the mridanga or the harmonium.
或者他們彈harmonium或者打mridanga那些特別的技巧。Or
the, you know, beautiful way that they dress the deities.
或者他們是去為神像穿衣服那種美麗的技術。Or
the fact that they are great speakers.
或者他們是一個非常偉大的講課者。Or
perhaps the way that they cook.
或者他們烹調的技術。
and everyone is relishing the wonderful preparations that they have made.
每一个人都在欣赏、品尝他们精彩的烹饪。
And what happens when we have that desire and when we hear glorification from others, glorifying us for those, you know, abilities that we may have acquired, it's like music to our ears.
如果你有这个欲望要出名，如果有其他奉献者去讲些赞赏你的说话，就对于你的耳朵来讲就好像这些音乐的美妙了。It's
difficult for us to hear glorification of others.
我们去聆听对于别人的赞赏就不是那么容易的。Even
more difficult for us to do it ourselves. To glorify others.
如果我们要去荣耀别人，是一个困难的事。But
when someone's glorifying us, oh wow, our ears perk up just like cups, and they drink in the nectar of glorification of our good qualities and our abilities.
但当有人去赞扬我们的时候，我们的耳朵好像一个杯，喝着这些甘露，有些赞美我们，有些 出色的技術，或者我們一些非常好的品質。Smile
comes in our face.
我們立刻微笑。Our
heart flutters.
我們的心花怒放。And
we are feeling so, you know, gratified within.
我們內心是非常之
that finally everyone has recognized just how great I really am.
那你就想了，最终呢，所有人呢，都欣赏我的。I've
realized that for many years.
Okay. 其实我已经觉悟了这一点呢，好多年噶啦，我系咁出色嘅。And
finally, everyone else is now realizing the same thing that I've realized.
最后，所有人咧就系认同咗我，即系觉悟到我真系咁出色嘅。This
is real ecstasy.
呢个系真正嘅狂喜。
This is what they talk about, ecstasy in Krishna consciousness.
咁呢一样咧就系佢哋讲嘅喺 Krishna 知觉嘅狂喜啦。Anyway,
we shouldn't fall victim to that trap.
咁我哋唔應該跌墮進呢個羅網入邊。As
we have to follow in the footsteps of the previous acharyas.
我哋要跟隨先前嘅靈性導師嘅步伐。Because
you know, we often see that when Prabhupada would be glorified by others, he immediately would deflect that and he would offer that to Śrīla Bhakti Siddhānta Saraswati Thakura and the previous acharyas.
咁我哋見到帕帕嘅例子咧，一有人咧係榮耀佢嘅時候咧，佢就會將呢啲嘅榮耀咧供奉俾咧佢嘅靈性導師咧，Śrīla Bhakti Siddhānta Saraswati Thakura 同埋咧其他先前嘅靈性導師嘅。He
would always say that it is due to my Guru Maharaj's mercy.
咁帕帕經常都會講啊，呢啲都係全部因為咧我靈性導師嘅恩典。So
even if these things come to us, we should be very careful to always offer it to the previous acharyas.
所以我哋喺如果有呢啲事情发生喺我哋身上咧，我哋要即刻咧将呢啲人哋对你嘅赞扬咧，系供奉俾你嘅灵性导师同埋先前嘅灵性导师。And
the final, the fourth cause of lack of taste is something called, well, obviously, aparad.
咁其中一个原因，我哋系对圣命系冇品味咧，就系咧冒犯啦。Which
means committing offenses while chanting.
即是说念诵圣名的时候是作出冒犯。It's
like we know that there are 10 main offenses.
我们大家都知道有10个主要的冒犯。But
it's noted that amongst them all, the most serious is to offend the Vaishnavas.
在10个冒犯当中，最严重的冒犯就是冒犯奉献者。This
is called the mad elephant offense.
这个叫做疯狂大笨象冒犯。Why
mad elephant?
為什麼瘋狂大笨象呢?
Because if just like if one has cultivated a nice garden, many nice flowers and bushes, and it's very beautiful, right?
就好似你去耕作緊一個好美麗嘅花園啊，有好靚嘅灌木啊，有好靚嘅花咁樣。But
then if an elephant just happens to come along and go walk through the garden,
咁咧就有隻大笨象咧入咗呢個花園。
Even if he tiptoes,
就算咧呢個大笨象企喺腳尖嗰度。
He may be a very careful elephant.
咁嗱，佢就算好小心嘅大笨象都好啦，即係隔喺個腳趾尖，隔喺個腳行啦。
Or even a baby elephant.
就算係 BB 大笨象都好啦。Still,
he'll destroy everything.
佢仍然咧會毀滅咧你整個花園嘅。So
the offenses to Vaishnava is like this.
啊，冒犯奉獻者就係咁嘅。It
tramples the creeper of devotion to such an extent that it is very, very difficult to revive afterwards.
啊，呢個瘋狂大笨象冒犯咧，會令到一個奉獻者嘅奉愛嘅蔓藤咧，啊，好難咧再次生長。So
we have to be very careful in our dealings with the devotees.
所以咧，我哋同奉獻者嘅相處咧，要好小心。That
is so essential.
係非常之必須嘅。It's
not an option.
我哋冇得選擇嘅。If
we cannot create good relationships with the other devotees, and if we cannot learn to respect them and to serve them, then our progress in Krishna consciousness will be greatly stunted, if not stopped altogether.
咁如果我哋冒犯奉獻者咧，咁係一個好大嘅障礙啦。即係我哋如果學唔識咧去尊重奉獻者咧，去服務奉獻者，去取悦奉獻者咧，咁喺我哋嘅靈修嘅路途上係一個極大嘅障礙。
So these are the four causes for lack of taste. This is why we don't have that impetus to chant.
咁呢四個原因咧，就係我哋咧係喺念誦聖名嘅時候咧冇品味。Now
we'll start moving through the nine steps that we have compiled for improving our chant.
咁跟住咧，而我哋講到咧，有九個步驟咧，去點樣改善我哋嘅念誦。
So the first step is quite obvious.
咁第一個步驟好明顯啦。That
is, we should chant Hare Krishna.
就係第一咧，我哋應該咧係去念誦 Hare Krishna.
Seems obvious.
啊，呢個非常之簡單嘅步驟啦。But
it's not obvious to a lot of people.
但係對於好多人嚟講咧，呢個原因就唔係好明顯啦。It's
like how many times have we seen when we sometimes go and we try to do kirtan in public? To different groups of people, it may be any group of persons from any sector of society, and we try to get them to participate.
譬如我哋去出去傳教咧，喺即係社會上唔同嘅階層嘅人啦面前咧去唱誦聖名啦，咁我哋想有時想請呢啲公眾人士咧參與一齊去唱誦。
I have seen so many times through the years that oftentimes, very few, or at best maybe half, will respond.
咁有時係好少人會去參與啦。咁有時有一半人啦。
It's not like learning the Maha Mantra is difficult.
咁學習咧 Maha Mantra 其實係一啲都唔困難嘅。
I mean, it's only 16 words.
只係得16個字。
Not so difficult to learn.
其實咧學去念咧呢16個字係唔困難嘅。And
we often have a mantra board.
咁通常咧，我哋有一個 mantra 嘅牌啦。Or
we hand out a mantra card.
或者我哋派一啲 mantra 嘅 card 俾人啦。So
it's certainly not for lack of you know information, or lack of knowledge.
就唔係因為呢個資料或者知識不足夠。But
they just somehow or another they won't chant.
不知怎地，佢哋就係唔會去念誦。I
have to say, I remember Prabhupada, he told this story.
我記得咧，Prabhupada講過一個故仔俾我哋聽。
He had read, I think he was in Montreal at the time, and he had read some cartoon in the newspaper.
當時咧，佢喺 Montreal, 加拿大一個地方啦。咁咧，佢咧係睇到報紙嘅。And
in that cartoon, it was some kind of like, you know, a bit of a satire on devotees. And so it showed this old couple, this man and lady.
咁個報紙啱就畫咗一啲卡 即漫畫咧係描述講嗰啲奉獻者嘅。咁、個漫畫入邊有一對咧好年老嘅夫婦
，husband and wife，
兩夫婦嚟嘅。
So in this cartoon, the wife was telling the husband, "Chant, chant, chant."
咁太太咧就對個丈夫講啦，佢話你念誦啦，念誦啦，念誦啦。
And the husband answered, "Can't, can't, can't."
但係咧個丈夫嘅回答咧就話唔得，唔得，唔得。
So somehow or another, due to the previous samskaras, means the previous life's activities, it is difficult for people to even chant Hare Krishna.
咁有時咧有啲人佢哋因為前生嘅業報咧。咁佢哋要佢哋去念诵或者唱诵 Hare Krishna 都系好困难。
Of the billions of people walking this planet, how many chant Hare Krishna？
喺呢个地球咧，有几多亿人咧？有几多人系唱诵紧 Hare Krishna？A
relatively small percentage。
咁你可以讲咧系一个好相对性系好少嘅人数。
But anyway, somehow or another, we should be chanting Hare Krishna。
无论如何咧，我哋应该系念，即系会系唱诵圣名啊。
And at least we should be chanting a prescribed number。On beads,
我哋應該咧係用念珠咧念一個特定嘅圈數。
But we shouldn't restrict it to that.
但我哋唔應該咧係有限制嘅。
Unfortunately, we sometimes get into the mood if we vow to chant, let's say 16 rounds.
譬如你發誓要念16圈。
And we somehow or another struggle through chanting those 16 rounds.
但係不知怎地咧，我哋掙扎咧要去念完呢16圈。
And as we finish the last bead of those 16 rounds,
咁樣當我哋咧係去念誦到呢個十六圈最後嗰粒珠嘅時候咧
，we throw the bead bag down and say, "Wow, finished."
跟住你就抌低你嘅念珠袋咧，即係抹咗一眼汗啊！終於唱完啦，念完啦。
And Prabhupada, he once joked like that, and kind of to mock, in a way, devotees in that mood. And so Prabhupada, he joked, he had whatever number of rounds he had finished, and he put his bead bag down and said, "Now I can do any damn thing."
咁有一次 Prabhupada 講笑咧，即係佢跟學呢啲奉獻者嘅心態咧，咁佢念完嗰啲念完佢嘅 japa 之後，就擺低佢念珠袋，跟住我已經念完啦，我乜都做得嚟嘅。
So what it should tell us is that we should chant all the time。
換句話説咧，我哋應該係經常咧係念誦嘅。
As often as we can。
越念得多越好啦。
There's a nice example of this. Prabhupada had met with Mukunda Maharaj. There's quite a nice book that has just been published. And in that book, there's one section where Mukunda Maharaj is meeting with Prabhupada. He isn't Mukunda Maharaj at that time. He's Mukunda Das, recently initiated. And they're sitting in San Francisco.
咁咧，最近有一本書出咗咧，就係Mukunda Maharaj 咧係同帕帕嘅會面嘅關於一個記錄啦。咁當時咧，佢係未做托缽僧啦，係叫 Mukunda Das 嘅。
So Prabhupada was very inspired. By that time, Mukunda Maharaj had done so much service.
咁喺當時咧 ，Mukunda Maharaj 係做咗好多嘅服務嘅。帕帕咧非常之鼓舞嘅。
He was one of the first persons to come forward in New York to help Prabhupada. He found 26 Second Avenue.
佢係第一位奉獻者咧，企出嚟咧係幫帕帕做服務嘅。佢係去揾到咧呢個紐約嗰個第一個 temple 嗰個鋪位嘅。
He helped Prabhupada to organize the society.
佢幫Prabhupada咧去管理咧呢個協會啊。
Means to help register the society. He financially contributed.
Prabhupada 幫Mukunda Maharaj 係幫手咧，係註冊咗 ISKCON 啦。咁佢又俾捐一啲錢啦。
And then after that, he went to San Francisco. Prabhupada wanted him to go. And he said, "Try to start a temple in San Francisco."
跟住帕帕就派咗佢去三藩市咧，就分析佢咧喺三藩市咧係開一間廟嘅。
So he did that.
佢亦都有做到嘅。
And he had successfully found the first temple in San Francisco, another storefront similar to 26 Second Avenue.
咁佢成功地咧喺三藩市揾到另外一間鋪頭仔咧係做第二間廟啊。
And Prabhupada was very pleased with his service.
咁Prabhupada好滿意佢嘅服務。
So they had quite an intimate relationship. So Prabhupada had gone to his room, which was just an apartment adjoining the next building next to where the temple was.
咁Prabhupada就去到咧Mukunda Maharaj嘅房間，佢個關係好密切嘅。
And Prabhupada was conversing with him. Then at some point, Prabhupada became quite serious, and he said, "You should chant 64 rounds a day."
咁咧，佢同Prabhupada傾傾下偈咧，Prabhupada突然間講，同佢講，佢話：啊，你應該咧每日念誦64圈。
So that was actually Prabhupada's spiritual master's standard.
咁念誦每日念誦64圈，其實係Prabhupada嘅靈性導師嘅標準嚟嘅。
He said, "If you don't chant 64 rounds a day, you're fallen."
佢話：如果你一日唔念誦64圈咧，其實你係墮落嘅。
So Prabhupada told Mukunda, "Chant 64 rounds."
咁Prabhupada就同Mukunda Maharaj 講：你念每日念64圈。
So Mukunda looked back and blinked a bit, and he was kind of speechless.
咁跟住Mukunda Maharaj 眨下眼望住Prabhupada，就即係冇言以對啦。
So Prabhupada understood that he couldn't do 64.
咁Prabhupada明白到咧，佢唔可以念64圈啊。
So then he said, "Then chant 32 rounds."
咁好啦，念32圈啦。
Again, Mukunda Maharaj looked back with a blank stare.
咁Mukunda Maharaj 又用即係面無表情咁樣望住Prabhupada。
And Prabhupada understood he couldn't do that either.
咁Prabhupada就明白啦，佢都做唔到嘅。
So then Prabhupada said, 16 rounds and no less."
咁Prabhupada話：好啦，念十六圈最少啦，冇得再講啦。
And Mukunda Maharaj mentioned that he felt a great sigh of relief.
咁Mukunda Maharaj 就描述咧，佢內心咧即刻咧係舒緩曬啦呢啲壓力。
So even without speaking, Prabhupada had understood his mind.
咁佢講到咧，Prabhupada明白佢嘅心意。
So Prabhupada set the standard of 16 rounds as a minimum.
咁Prabhupada咧係設立咗咧念誦十六圈咧係呢個最少嘅圈數。
You'll be happy to know that there's no maximum.
咁你可以，咁你應該好高興知道咧，冇最多嘅一圈嘅，無限嘅。
No restriction. You can chant as many rounds as you like.
冇限制嘅，你中意念幾多圈都得嘅。
Chant 25, 32, 64, 128, as many as you like.
可以25啦，32或者64或者128圈都得嘅。
We know Srila Haridas Thakur, he was chanting 300,000 names a day.
咁Haridas Thakur咧每日念誦30萬次聖名嘅。
And that took some 20-some odd hours.
要念20幾個鐘嘅，20個鐘頭多啲啦。
All he was doing is chanting.
即係佢成日做嘅就係念誦。
And somehow with that little bit of time he had left, he managed to take a little bit of food stuff, to bathe, and to do whatever else he needed to do.
咁剩返嗰幾個鐘呢，佢就會係食啲嘢啊，休息，唔係休息啊，係沖個涼啊咁樣。
So therefore Lord Chaitanya made him the Namacharya.
咁所以呢，主 Chaitanya 呢，係專稱佢為呢眾聖名師。
So we have him as on the highest pedestal of what it means to be fully absorbed in chanting the holy name 24 hours a day.
佢呢就係一個榜樣，係最即係完全呢係沉醉於呢係24小時入邊係念誦聖名嘅人。
So we have to remember that Krishna is a person.
我哋要明白呢，Krishna係一位人物。
And when we chant, we're calling him.
當我哋去念誦佢嘅聖名呢，我哋喺度呼喚緊佢。
He and his name are non-different.
佢同佢嘅名字咧係冇分別嘅。But
Prabhupada often gave this example that someone may chant water, water, water.
咁Prabhupada咧俾過一個例子咧，有啲人可能咧會去念誦咧水啊水啊水。But
you will never get your thirst quenched by just saying water, water, water.
但係你嘅口渴咧唔會因為你去念誦水水水就可以解渴㗎。Because
on a material platform, an object and the name that it goes by are two different things.
喺物質嘅層次咧，一樣物品同呢樣物品嘅名字咧，係兩樣嘢嚟。
But because Krishna is a person and his name is not different from him, when we chant Krishna's name, we can directly contact with him.
但是呢, Krishna 和Krishna的名字是没有分别的, 所以当你去念诵Krishna的名字的时候呢, 你就直接和Krishna是沟通。
This means that his name is also a person.
所以换句话说呢, 他的姓名呢, Krishna的姓名都是一位人物来的。
So oftentimes the holy name is called Nam Prabhu.
所以呢,我有时专称呢, 姓名呢,为Nam Prabhu。
So when we chant Krishna's name, we should be very receptive to receive him.
所以当我们念诵圣名的时候呢,我们要呢,是去迎接他这样的心态。
Can we even imagine that if we invited someone to our home, especially if they were some important person, invited them to our home, and here the person comes to the door and rings the doorbell, and we open the door and we see him.
譬如你邀请一位很重要的人物去你家，那他就去到你门口，你就按了门钟，然后你打开了门。
And as soon as we see him, we slam the door in his face.
我一开完门，见到他之后，我立刻闩上门，闭门羹，给了个闭门羹。
How disrespectful that would be.
是不是很不尊重呢？
But unfortunately, this is what we do when we chant Krishna's name. We're calling Krishna to come.
最不幸地就是当我们念诵声明的时候，我们就是这样做，我们在呼唤Krishna。
Hare Krishna, Rama. We're calling out to Krishna. Oh, Krishna, energy of Krishna, please engage us in your service.
我们就呼唤Krishna, Krishna的能量，请你让我从事你的服务。
So when we call Krishna and he comes, we should be very attentive and to receive him and to give him full attention.
所以当我们呼唤Krishna来到的时候呢, 我应该呢,是100%专注去迎接他的。
But naturally, if we slam the door in his face, then he will withdraw his protection.
但如果我们在他面前关门呢, 他肯定呢,是会收回他对我们的保护。
And he will simply look at us from afar.
他只会遥远地去观看你。
Krishna never gives us up, but he can keep some distance if he wants.
Krishna永远都不会放弃我们，但是他可能会和我们保持距离。
So if we invite him, we should be very attentive.
所以当我们邀请他来到，我们应该要很专注。
Now the second step is a very practical one, and that is to listen to just one mantra.
另外第二个非常实际的步骤，就是去聆听一个mantra。
Because as some of the devotees said, one of the obstacles is the uncontrolled mind.
有奉献者讲过，其中一个障碍就是动荡的心意。The
mind is constantly thinking about the past and the future.
心意经常想着过去和未来。If
we use the intelligence and if we watch the mind, we will see this.
如果我们用我们的智慧去观察我们的心意，我们会看到这件事。The
mind can only focus on one thought at a time. But it does so very rapidly. It can move from one thought to another thought to another thought to another thought very quickly in split seconds.
心意只是每一次可以专注在某一件事上面的，但我们心意就会从一个思念转去另外一个思念，再转去另外一个思念，是很快速之下就是专注去想不同的事。
And for those of us who have visited Vrindavan, we certainly have seen the monkeys.
如果我们去过Vrindavan的奉献者，肯定见过马骝，是吧？
And what are they doing?
那他们在做什么呢？
They're simply jumping one thing to another thing. They can't sit still for a moment, practically.
马骝呢，jumping here, jumping there. 马骝呢，从一个地方跳去另一个地方，不停地跳去不同的地方， 他们不可以停在一个地方。
Sometimes young children are like that also.
有些年幼的小孩也是这样的。
But our minds are like that.
但是呢，我们的心意是这样的。They
are jumping like monkeys from one thing to another thing to another thing.
他们就是好像马骝这样，我们的心意就好像马骝这样跳来跳去。So
this makes it difficult to focus on chanting the holy name.
这样让我们呢，很难呢，去专注呢，去念诵圣名。
So the easiest way to remedy this and to bring the mind under control is to give the mind a simple task.
所以我们要给一件很简单的工作给我们的心意。
And that is to listen to only one mantra.
就是去聆听一个mantra。
The mantra that you're chanting now.
你现在是念诵的mantra。
Don't attempt to listen to all your rounds.
不要尝试去聆听你所有的圈数。
If you assign that task to the mind, it is too difficult.
如果你给这件工作你的心意就太困难了。
Too complicated for the mind.
对于心意来说是非常复杂的。
Just give them that one task, just to hear that one mantra.
只是给一件简单的工作去就是聆听一个曼陀罗。
So if you keep the mind's task simple, gradually the mind will act simply as well.
如果你慣常給一件簡單的工作你的心意它遲些就會習慣的了。
The third step is to state your determination.
第三個步驟就是有決心了。 Now
the second step of listening to one mantra is very much dependent on the third step.
第二個步驟就是聆聽一個mantra就很視乎第三個步驟就是你的決心了。
So to direct the mind, we need to form something called a sankalpa.
如果我们要去指导我们的心意，我们要去发一个誓。
This is a statement of fixed determination or purpose.
这个就是坚定的决心。Or
we could say like a vow.
好像发一个誓。
And a sankalpa is something which is very often precedes many types of Vedic types of yajnas and rituals and so on.
咁喺好多偉大嘅祭祀儀式啊、火祭咧，都有咧sankalpa呢一樣，即係咧發一個誓。So
an example of a sankalpa for chanting is that all I need to do is to listen to one Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
咁你發咩誓咧？就係發誓咧，係聆聽咧一個Maha Mantra。
Nothing more, nothing less. We keep it very simple.
我们保持很简单的，没多一点，没少一点。Just
make that vow, that statement.
只是去发这个誓，去宣称你是只是要聆听一个mantra.
So make that sankalpa before you start.
去发了这个誓，才去开始念诵。
And then with that determination that we gain from making that sankalpa, then will be able to focus the mind on this task of listening to just one mantra at a time.
咁我哋係喺念诵圣名之前咧，发咗呢个誓之后咧，咁就会让我哋有呢个决心咧，係去聆听咧，係每一个mantra.
So we should not worry about the mantra that will follow or the one that preceded.
所以我唔应该担心係已经係将来要念嗰个mantra或者之前念过嘅mantra.
Because again, the mind will tend to, wander.
心意就会很习惯在这里混游。
Oh gosh, I didn't chant that last mantra right.
哎呀，弊啦，我即系之前念嗰个mantra念得唔好啊。
And I know that I just won't be able to chant the next one right either.
我又知道咧，我念下一个都系念得唔好噶啦。
We shouldn't get caught into that kind of mind space.
我哋唔应该咧系俾呢个心意咧系即系去糊弄我哋。
Just focus on that mantra that you're chanting at present.
我们应该是去专注现在念诵的那个mantra.
So what have we accomplished by doing that?
如果这样做我们会有什么成果呢?
We have allowed our consciousness to touch Krishna's transcendental name.
我们容许我们意识去触碰Krishna的姓名.
And we have bathed our consciousness in that sweetness.
我们是将我们的意识是
So if we are actually listening to our chanting, this is the beginning of offenseless chanting.
咁咧，如果我哋真係聆聽到自己嘅念誦咧，咁我哋就開始咧呢個冇冒犯嘅念誦。
And such offenseless chanting will lead to us eventually experiencing the full effect of chanting the Hare Krishna Mantra.
咁通過呢啲冇冒犯嘅念誦咧，慢慢咧我哋就會感受到咧。 是这个念诵的完全的好处。
Now we move on to step number four.
咁而家我哋讲第四个步骤。
From wherever the mind wanders, bring it back.
无论你的心意去了哪里也好，就将心意带回头。
Famous verse from Bhagavad Gita, 6th chapter.
因为在《博伽梵歌》第六章很出名的诗节。
From wherever the mind wanders, due to its flickering and unsteady nature, one must certainly withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self.
在《博伽梵歌》第六章二十六节，心意因它飘忽不定、变化无常的本性而不易集中，无论它飘到哪里，都必须把它收回来，置于自我的控制下。
So this is part of applying the third step of determination.
这个就是应用第三步的决心。
We have to develop the determination to bring the mind back from wherever it wanders.
我要培养这种决心，无论心意飘忽去哪里也好，就将它收回来。
We have to be determined to listen to one ma mantra no matter what the mind says.
我们有决心去聆听一个ma mantra，无论我们的心意飘忽去哪里。
By nature, the mind is agitated, unsteady, flickering, and fickle.
心意的本质就是飘忽不定，变化无常。
Again, it's always prepared to jump without reason. There's no reason involved, and it will jump from one topic to another.
心意的本质就是经常在跳的，即是没有原因的，即是它会由一个题目跳到第二个题目。 But
we have now formulated our sankalpa. We have that determination.
但是我们刚才发了誓，我们是有决心。
We have made a vow to listen.
我们发了誓要去聆听。
So to fulfill our sankalpa, we have to draw the mind back to its simple task of listening to only one mantra.
去完成我们的誓言，我们就要去将我们的心意收回来。
The fifth step is detachment.
第五个步骤就是不依附。
And this is where real freedom comes in chanting the holy name.
在念诵圣名里面，这个是你会得到真正的自由。
Because we always have the freedom to chant and to hear that one mantra.
我们经常都有自由去念诵和聆听歌一个mantra.
So we have to be detached from the past and the future and just be present now.
所以我们要不依附过去和未来的念诵，只是专注于现在的念诵。
We focus on one mantra because it's impossible to listen to two mantras at the same time.
我们为什么专注去聆听一个mantra呢？因为不可能同时间聆听两个mantra.
What to speak of 16 rounds?
不要说66圈。 So
we have to be detached.
所以我们要不依附。
Even in the most, you know, extreme worst case scenario, we haven't heard any of our previous 15 rounds.
可能在一个最差的情况之下，我们其实是没有聆听到之前念诵的15圈。
That may be an everyday affair for most of us.
可能我们大多数人每天都是同样经历的。
But even if we haven't heard any of those 15 rounds,
我们就算之前那15圈都听不到。
We should not worry.
我们不应该去担心的。
Because it is better to utilize our focus to simply hear the one mantra we're chanting at present. That's all we need to do.
因为最好就是我们应该是去专注去聆听念诵和聆听一个mantra，即是现在活在当下的样子。
So we should know that if we can actually hear just one maha mantra,
我们如果真的能够去聆听到一个maha mantra,
then we have done something wonderful and our life is successful.
我们就做了一样非常奇妙的事情，我们的人生就成功了。That
is because focused chanting is the clearing stage, which is also called namabhas.
在专注聆听唱诵圣名的时候，叫做namabhas，即是清除的阶段或净化的阶段。
It's not yet pure chanting, But it's a stage in which we're clearing out the many offenses that we have committed, and we're removing all of the material desires, and it is leading to the level of pure chanting.
这个层次呢，亦未系纯粹嘅唱诵啦，纯粹嘅念诵啦。这个层次呢，就系你喺度咧清除紧你可能做过好多嘅冒犯啊，你好多嘅物质嘅欲望啊。咁迟啲慢慢净化咗之后咧，就会提升到咧纯粹嘅念诵啦。
So if we become conscious of the mind wandering, that is a very major step in the right direction.
咁如果你係意識到自己嘅心意係喺度咧飄忽不定咧，咁你就係喺一個咧係正確嘅方向上面啦。Because
oftentimes we're not even aware of that.
因為好多時咧，我哋都唔為意自己心意喺度飄忽緊嘅。The
mind is just wandering. We may be chanting Hare Krishna on one hand, but our minds may be in a completely different world.
咁我哋可能個口喺度念誦緊。
And I don't mean Goloka Vrindavan.
我就唔係話你諗緊Goloka Vrindavan.
It is somewhere far away.
係一個咧好遙遠嘅地方。
So therefore, we have this freedom to bring the mind back. Anytime we really want to do it, we can bring the mind back to focus on chanting.
咁所以咧，我哋喺幾時都好咧，我哋應該咧係去將心意咧收翻嚟咧，係專注咧係聆聽咧聖明嘅。So
Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has a very beautiful poem called Saragrahi Vaishnava, in which there's one stanza which is quite relevant to this point.
咁咧，Bhaktivinoda Thakur 咧有一寫咗啲非常之美妙嘅詩歌咧，呢個其中一個詩節咧同呢個題目相關嘅。
And there he says, forget the past that sleeps, and never the future dream at all, but act in times that are with thee, and progress thee shall call.
忘記咧，之前嘅睡眠啦，同埋未來所有嘅夢啦，咁咧就係咧活在當下啦，咁係同埋繼續咧係進步嘅。So
this means that the past is the past. We can't change that. We can't do anything about it.
即係咧，忘記曬咧過去沉睡嘅過去啦，已經係過去咗啦。And
the future is not certain.
咁未來咧亦都唔肯定嘅。We
may make so many plans, but it's not certain.
你可能有好多計劃都好啦，但係未來咧係唔係肯定嘅。But
what we're left with is a present.
我哋剩翻乜嘢咧？就係剩翻咧而家啦，現在啦。That's
something we can do something about.
咁嗱呢樣嘢咧，我哋就可以而家可以做一啲嘢啦。So
we should take that opportunity and act in the present moment.
咁所以咧，我哋要係把握時機咧，係活在當下。Don't
worry about the past and the future.
唔好擔心過去同埋未來。And
you should just focus on chanting the holy name.
你應該咧，淨係專注咧去念誦聖名。The sixth
step is to neglect the mind.
咁第六個步驟咧，就係咧去唔好理會你嘅心意。We
said the mind is such a big obstacle.
你嘅心意係一個好大嘅障礙嚟嘅。So
one way of dealing with the mind is to neglect it.
其中一個方法點樣去處理我哋嘅心意咧，就係唔好理會你嘅心意。Don't
take it so seriously.
唔好咁認真啊！對你嘅心意唔好咁認真。Our
minds present everything as so important.
我哋嘅心意有時講好多嘢都好似好重要咁樣。I
must do this and that and the other thing.
我一定要做呢樣，一定要做嗰樣。But
actually, most of this is not very important at all.
咁事實上咧，心意嘅唔同嘅諗法咧，都唔係咁重要嘅。Especially
while we're chanting Hare Krishna.
尤其是咧，當我哋念誦緊 Hare Krishna 嘅時候，We
can occupy ourselves with endless, you know, reams of different thoughts.
咁我哋可以咧有無限嘅唔同嘅思念啊。Are
you awake?
Yes.
You're sleep translating.
我係呢個叫咩咧？
It's like sleepwalking, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Something like that.
夢遊嘅翻譯員
Now, there's a story. Once Prabhupada saw this, he liked it a lot. Many years ago, there was a very good drama troupe in New York, and they had made this drama about Kali Yuga.
咁咧好多年前咧，喺紐約係有一隊有一組奉獻者係一好出色嘅話劇組啊。咁帕帕咧就評論過佢哋一個叫做咧卡利年代嘅呢個畫劇叫卡利年代。
So part of that drama was focused on kind of depicting the conditioned soul's situation, you know, within this body.
咁其中一個即係呢個話劇，其中一場戲咧，就係講到咧喺呢個生物體咧喺呢個身體入邊遭遇嘅狀況。
And how he's being pulled around by the different senses and the mind.
佢係點樣被咧唔同嘅感官同埋心意咧係去控制住嘅。
So they really illustrated this well.
咁佢哋咧係真係可以用話劇咧展示得好好嘅。
So they had five actors for the five senses, and then a sixth one for the mind.
咁佢哋有五位演員咧就扮演咧五官啦，咁第六位演員咧就扮演心意嘅。
So one actor was dressed. I mean, they had these huge heads, and then one actor was dressed with a huge mouth.
咁有一位演員嘅佢嘅戲服咧，就係咧一個好大一頂好大嘅帽啦，咁上面有一個好大嘅嘴唇。
You know, tongue, with a big tongue hanging out.
同埋有一條好長嘅脷啦，同埋一個好大嘅嘴。
The sense of taste, right, pulls one in one direction.
呢個舌頭嘅味覺咧，係拉扯你去唔同嘅方向嘅。
And then there was another actor who was dressed with a huge nose.
咁另外一位演員咧，有個佢嘅戲服咧，就一個大好大嘅鼻哥嘅。
Big nose, and the nose was, you know, sniffing for some fragrance.
呢個鼻咧就經常去找尋一啲香氣嘅。
And then there was another actor who was dressed with huge ears.
咁另外一位演員咧，有個大嘅耳朵啦。
And he was being pulled around this way and that way by different sounds.
佢係被咧唔同嘅聲音咧係拉扯去唔同嘅方向嘅。
And then there was another actor with his huge eyes.
咁另外一位演員咧有一個巨型嘅眼睛。
And he was being pulled around by different, you know, types of sights.
咁佢係被唔同嘅視域咧係拉扯嘅。
And then another with huge hands.
咁另外一個演員咧有一個好大嘅手啊。
Sense of touch.
係咧觸碰嘅感覺。
Kept touching different things.
咁佢經常咧去觸碰咧唔同嘅物品。
Then finally there was the mind.
咁最後係心意。
And this was again huge head. He had a huge head.
咁佢有一個好大嘅頭啦。
And he was perspiring profusely.
咁喺度咧滿頭大汗嘅。
And he was so worried.
佢好經常都好焦慮嘅。
Because he was thinking this, that, this, that, this, that, this, that.
咁佢經常諗住呢樣嗰樣，呢樣嗰樣，嗰樣嗰樣咁。
The senses were pulling him around different ways.
感官咧就拉扯佢唔同嘅方向啦。So
all said, it is not easy to control the mind.
換句話說咧，其實係控制心意唔係咁容易。As
the Bhagavad Gita says, the mind can be our best friend and it can also be our worst enemy.
啊，綁架梵哥講到咧，心意可以係最好嘅朋友，亦都係可以最壞嘅敵人。
Best friend if it engages us in acts of Krishna consciousness, and worst enemy when it pulls us away from that.
啊，點樣心意點樣咩時候係你嘅好朋友咧？就係當你係讓心意咧從樹於咧係 Krishna 之覺嘅活動咧，但係當心意帶你去遠離 Krishna 之覺活動，咁就係你最壞嘅敵人。
So our tendency is to accept the mind as our authority.
咁我哋嘅傾向咧就係接受咧，心意係我哋嘅權威。
As it dictates, we scramble around trying to satisfy it.
咁我哋心意咧，有啲索求嘅時候咧，我哋嘗試咧就去滿足我哋心意嘅索求。
My dear mind,
我親愛的心意，
please dictate whatever you would like, and I will gladly fulfill that.
請你咧係俾命令我啦，你無論想要咩咧，我都好高興咧滿足你嘅。
You know, some persons worship Krishna.
咁有啲人咧崇拜 Krishna.
And many persons worship the mind.
有很多人崇拜他们的心意,
as their deity. They're worshiping and they are accepting whatever the deity tells them.
无论这个心意的神像是说什么给他们听,他们都接受的。
So the mind wants to taste both pleasant and also unpleasant emotions.
心意会喜欢去经验一些快乐或者不快乐的经验。
And it therefore pulls us back and forth.
所以前后是拉扯我们的。between
pleasure and pain.
在快乐和痛苦中间拉扯。
And it is very expert at keeping us engaged.
它亦都很精通于让我们经常都有事从事。
It can keep us engaged constantly, 24 hours a day.
它可以让我们24小时都很忙的。
So, ultimately, we need to put this all aside.
最终我们要将这一切放在一边。
We have to somehow just neglect the mind's pulling and pushing.
我们最终是不要理会心意的拉扯、推查。Easier
said than done, but with practice, we can learn to neglect the mind's, you know, dictations.
讲就容易过做的,但如果你去练习,你就可以去学习不理会心意的说话。So
again, we have to hear the Holy Name and embrace it with our consciousness.
所以我要去聆听圣名,是用完全的意识去聆听的。The
seventh step is humility.
第七步就是谦卑。
Because our impurities and offenses, they pull us away from simply listening to Krishna's holy name.
因为我们的不纯洁和我们的冒犯,是让我们没有这个品味去聆听圣名。
And we should understand that our own strength and intelligence are insufficient to, overcome these different desires.
我们要明白,我们靠自己的智慧和力量,是不可能去克服这些欲望的。Therefore,
Lord Chaitanya advises in the third slok of the Shikshastakam that one should be more humble than the straw on the street, or the grass, and be more tolerant than the tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, not expecting honor for himself and offering all respect to others.
所以在主宰坦爺的八分規第三個師節講到,他說,要認為一個人比一根稻草還要謙卑,比一棵樹還要寬容,忍受,沒有絲毫的虛榮感,隨時願意向他人致以所有的敬意。
So Lord Chaitanya, he prescribes this method as the path for pure chanting.
主宰坦人是描述到这个是去念诵圣名的其中一个途径。
Why? Because in time, this will be followed by dependence, full dependence on Krishna.
这个步骤可以慢慢让我们培养完全依靠 Krishna的心态。
So this requires that we become a bit introspective.
要做到这个步骤,一个人要比较内省。We
have to look within.
我们要去看自己的内在。We
have to see where we're really at.
我们要去看自己究竟在什么层次。It's
like if in a room, there may be a room, and it may be very, very dusty. It may have not been cleaned for who knows how long.
譬如有一间房间,就充满着尘埃,都不知多久没有清洁过。
And as long as there is no light that's turned on and it's in darkness, we won't be able to see that dust.
如果没开灯,一天不开灯,你都看不到究竟房间有多少尘。
But if someone flicks on the light,
如果有人突然开了灯,
then immediately we'll see that there is how much dust there.
我就看得到究竟有多少尘。So
in a similar way, if we look deeply into our hearts, we will see the dust which has accumulated for many lifetimes.
如果我们去深深地看内心的深处, 我们就有朝一日会看到
And this vision, this introspective vision, will help to awaken this mood of humility.
好深層次嘅內省咧，可以去喚醒咧我哋嘅謙卑。
When we realize and actually accept our fallen condition, then we will be able to actually cry out to Krishna for help.
當我哋咧認知到自己咧墮落嘅境況咧，我哋先至會真正咧去呼喚咧 Krishna 咧去求救。
We will begin to realize how dependent we are upon the mercy of Krishna and his devotees.
我哋就會真係明白到咧，我哋係有幾咁依靠咧 Krishna 同埋佢嘅奉獻者嘅仁慈。
So true humility makes us beg to serve the devotees.
咁真呢個謙卑咧，就讓我哋咧可以真真正正咧去服務咧奉獻者。
To serve our spiritual master.
去服務我哋嘅靈性導師。
To serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu.
去服務咧 Nityananda Prabhu 同埋 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And Sri Sri Radha and Krishna.
同埋 Sri Sri Radha Krishna.
So we will soon realize that our only hope to attain our goal is to take shelter of the holy names.
我哋好快咧就會覺悟到咧，我哋係唯一嘅方法咧就係去托庇咧聖名。
So when the desire to serve Krishna is mixed with humility and a full awareness of both our impurity and inability, we will have found the key to taking shelter of Krishna's holy name.
當我哋咧係 ，can Maharaj, can you repeat that one?
Okay, I'll say.
Mixed with humility and.
So when we have the desire to serve Krishna with humility.
咁如果當我哋有慾望咧，以謙卑嘅心咧去服務 Krishna。
And at the same time have a full awareness of our impurity and inability.
咁另外一方面咧，係完全咧察覺到咧自己我哋嘅污染啦。我哋
You have found the key to taking shelter of Krishna's name.
我哋就會揾到呢一個鑰匙咧，去點樣去托庇咧 Krishna 嘅聖名。
On to the eighth step.
而家我哋講到第八個步驟。
This is called Namashraya.
Namashraya.
Literally, it means finding shelter at the feet of the holy name. Ultimately, we're all servants who need our master, Nam Prabhu.
咁最終嚟講咧，我哋都係仆人咧，我哋要去托庇咧我哋嘅聖名嘅主人。
If we actually wish to offer service, we have to become humble and then seek shelter.
如果我哋真係想成為謙卑嘅仆人咧，我哋咧就要咧係去祈求咧得到托庇。
But oftentimes, humility is bitter to the false ego.
嗱，好多時候咧，謙卑咧對於假我嚟講咧係好苦澀嘅。
To surrender, it's something that false ego fights against because we're so much fixed in the bodily conception of life.
咁去歸依咧，咁經常咧呢個假我都係唔接受嘅，因為咧佢係好堅定於咧自己咧身體概念化呢個情況。
Humility is a reflection of the real self。
謙卑其實係真正嘅自我一個反映。
That we're not only servants, but we're insignificant servants eternally.
我哋唔係淨係仆人，我哋係一個咧係微不足道咧永恆嘅仆人。
So if we accept this truth,
如果我哋接受呢個真理咧
，that this is all we are and this is all we ever will be，
咁呢個就係我哋而家係咁樣啦，同埋將來都會係咁樣。
Then regardless of how dirty our consciousness is，
咁無論我哋嘅意識知覺係有幾咁污染都好啦。
We can consider ourselves on a devotional path.
我哋可以去睇自己咧喺一個奉愛嘅靈修嘅路途上面。
So there is a vast difference between chanting mechanically, unconscious of our position in relation to Krishna.
去念誦聖名係即係你機械式咁樣去念誦啦，冇察知到自己真正嘅身份。
And sincere chanting, which comes when we chant with humility.
咁 但係咧，如果你好誠懇咧，用謙卑嘅心咧去念誦咧，咁就有好大嘅分別。
As soon as we feel that we have no capacity and that our only hope is the Holy Name，
咁如果你一旦咧係覺悟到你係完全無能嘅，你咧唯一嘅托庇咧就係聖名。
We will find ourselves approaching full dependence on Krishna and surrendering ourselves to His name。
我哋就會發現咧，自己去完全咧係依靠 Krishna 咧，同埋咧托庇 Krishna。
So Namashraya awards us a sense of belonging to Krishna。
Namashraya 即係咧係感覺咧自己係屬於 Krishna。
A sense of being His。
係覺得咧自己係屬於佢嘅。
So therefore, Namashraya is called both Saranagati。And Nishta.
咁所以咧，Namashraya 即係同時間咧係皈依啦，同埋咧有堅定嘅信念。
This means a position of surrendered firm faith and steadiness.
即係以堅定嘅信念咧去皈依。
But of course, such consciousness cannot be forced.
咁當然呢種嘅意識咧係唔能夠咧係強迫出嚟啦。
Like humility.Surrender is not an artificial or intellectual adjustment.
譬如講皈依咧，唔係一樣係智性上嘅諗法嚟嘅。
It's attained only when we realize that we have no shelter and no hope other than Krishna.
其實係當我哋覺悟到咧，我哋除咗 Krishna 之外冇其他嘅托庇所咧，同埋冇其他嘅希望咧，我哋先至會係全然皈依。
However, if viewed correctly, suffering and difficulties can be an impetus for developing humility.
咁如果係即係一個人喺困難嘅處境當中咧，其實係一個培養謙卑嘅一個場地。
Just like we know in the famous prayer by Queen Kunti.
就好似咧昆蒂皇后有一個好出名嘅禱文。
From the Bhagavatam first canto, she says, "I wish that all those calamities would happen again and again, so that we can see you." Again and again. For seeing you means that we will no longer see repeated births and deaths. My Lord, your Lordship can be easily approached, but only by those who are materially exhausted. One who is on the path of material progress, trying to improve himself with respectable parentage, great opulence, high education, and bodily beauty, cannot approach you with sincere feeling.
This is Bhagavatam's first.兩個詩詞，我願所有那些災難能一再來到，好讓我們能一次又一次地見到你，因為見到你意味著我們不用再面對生死輪迴。我的主，儘管你平易近人，但只有徹底厭倦物質生活的人才會接近你。那些正在物質旅途上奮力向前，試圖憑尊貴的出生、萬貫家財、高等教育和美麗的外貌在社會上出人頭地的人，不會誠心誠意地接近你。
So we have to become humble and materially exhausted, and only from that position can we truly take shelter of Krishna.
係，當我哋係真係謙卑咧，同埋咧喺物質上咧已經走投無路咧，我哋先至會咧去託庇 Krishna。
If we can learn to beg for the Maha Mantra, we will have learned to take shelter.
If we learn how to beg,
yeah, no. If we learn to beg for the Maha Mantra,
如果我哋學習咧，係去去乞討啊，即係求乞啊，希望得到呢個聖名咧，呢個 Maha Mantra.
We will have learned to take shelter of the Holy Name.
我哋就會學識咧點樣去託庇聖名。
So begging requires that we approach our benefactor without false ego.
去求乞嘅時候咧，即係你係去用一個完全無假我嘅心態咧去接近你嘅祝願者。
With full humility.
以完全嘅謙卑嘅心態。
The fruit of the sincere effort to chant is humility.
一個去誠懇地去念誦聖名嘅力量咧，係嚟自謙卑嘅。
And the fruit of humility is Namashraya.
完全的謙卑呢，就是這個 Namashraya.
So seeking the shelter of Krishna's name means to chant with sincere feeling. Seeking the name shelter means to chant with sincere feeling.
去尋求呢，去托庇聖名呢，即係話呢，係好用你嘅感情呢，以感用有感情嘅方法呢，好誠懇咁去念重聖名。
And from there we begin to taste the name and develop unwavering attachment.
咁喺呢個時候呢，我哋就可以從呢度開始呢，就可以培養呢對聖名嘅品味同埋依附。
Therefore we should chant Krishna's name in a fixed and humble mood.
咁所以呢，我哋應該以一個呢堅定啦，同埋呢謙卑嘅心態呢去念重聖名。
We should think that I am yours, Krishna.
我哋應該諗呢，我係 Krishna， 我係你嘅。
And you have kindly come in the form of your holy names.
你仁慈地呢以聖名嚟到。
Namashraya is the foundational goal for our chanting.
Namashraya 呢就係我哋呢去念重聖名嘅一個基礎呢成長嘅一個過程。
We should chant Krishna's names and avoid all nama paradas.
我哋去嘗試念重聖名呢係避免一切嘅冒犯。
Especially inattention.
尤其是呢係不專心。 我哋應該呢係好專注嘅，當我哋念重嘅聖名嘅時候呢，要好專注。
And finally, in this section, the famous verse from was quoted in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that in this age of Kali, there is no other means for self-realization than
chanting the holy name of Lord Hari.
And finally, our ninth step.
最後呢，我哋嚟到第九個步驟啦。
This is Krishna's causeless mercy.
呢個呢係 Krishna 呢無怨嘅恩典。
This is the master key that opens up all the doors to our advancement.
呢一個呢係一個萬能嘅鑰匙呢，係打開呢你去靈性進步嘅所有嘅門啊。
Ultimately, we can only depend on this key.
我哋最終呢係可以依靠呢條鑰匙。
Now there's a famous story that illustrates this point.
有一個好出名嘅故仔呢係描述呢一點嘅。
And this is the Damodar Lila.
The?
Damodar Lila.
就係Damodar嘅消息時光。
We know that there is a pastime where Krishna was hungry and Mother Yashoda took him on her lap and gave him her breast milk.
有一次呢, Krishna 肚餓啦, 母親 Yashoda 呢就係餵佢飲人奶嘅。
And in the midst of feeding Krishna, some milk which was boiling on the stove was starting to overflow.
咁喺母親Yashoda為 Krishna 飲人奶嘅過程當中呢，咁喺廚房呢煲緊嘅牛奶呢就係煲瀉咗。And
Mother Yashoda, smelling that, became alarmed, put Krishna down, went to attend to that overboiling milk.
咁呢，母親Yashoda就擺低咗 Krishna 呢，就去睇火啦。And
as soon as she did that, Krishna became upset.
當母親Yashoda擺低咗佢之後呢， Krishna 就係唔高興啦。
Krishna said that my mother was feeding me, but now she's left me.
咁Krishna 講呢，我媽媽餵緊我飲奶，突然間又擺低咗我。
She's abandoned me.
佢離開咗我，佢遺棄咗我。
So we know that Krishna has many moods.
Krishna 都有好多唔同嘅情緒嘅。
So because Mother Yashoda did this, he became very upset.
咁因為母親Yashoda做咗呢件事呢，佢呢就好唔高興啊。He
was actually angry.
佢其實好嬲啦。So
the first thing he did was to break the churning a pot where Mother Yashoda was churning yogurt. He broke the pot.
咁佢
the yogurt spread all over the ground.
咁佢第一件 Krishna 第一件做嘅事呢，就係打爛咗呢喺度。 母親Yashoda搞拌緊嘅牛奶啊，嗰啲乳酪啊。
And then, because his anger was not satisfied. He went to the storehouse of where butter and yogurt was being kept, and he began feeding that lavishly to the monkeys.
跟住佢就咗佢 Krishna 跟住走入個儲存庫嗰度咧，將啊儲存喺嗰度嘅牛油同埋乳酪咧，就好大量咁樣咧派發俾啲馬騮。
So by this time, Mother Yashoda had returned.
咁喺呢個時候咧，母親又 Yashoda 翻翻嚟。
And she saw first the broken, churning pot.
咁首先佢見到咧，俾 Krishna 打爛嗰個套例做嗰個器皿啦。
And she thought this boy is very clever.
咁佢就諗啊，呢個細路都好聰明啊。
He's broken this pot.
咁咧，佢打爛咗呢個器皿。
She began to follow his trail.
跟住佢就跟佢啲腳印。
And she picked up one small stick.
跟住咧，佢咧媽媽咧就拎起咗支棍。
Because she thought Krishna has become naughty now, I must punish him.
佢就諗啊 ，Krishna 而家好曳啦，我而家要懲罰佢。
So Krishna was sitting on an upturned, churning mortar. And he was getting the yogurt and feeding it to the monkeys. And from the corner of his eye, he saw Mother Yashoda coming up from behind with the stick.
咁咧，當時 Krishna 咧就企喺一個木桩上面啦。咁咧，佢咧就喺度喂緊啲馬騮嘅。咁佢就眼，佢個眼咧角咧就睇到哦，母親 Yashoda 拎住支棍喺佢下邊行緊嚟。
He immediately jumped up and started to run.
佢即刻咧就跳落嚟咧喺度逃跑啦。
Because although he is, fear personified, for others he is fear personified. But in this instance, he is afraid of his devotee because he is playing this role as Mother Yashoda's son.
咁雖然咧 ，Krishna 係叫做咧恐懼嘅人格化啦，即係好多人都恐懼佢，但係咧喺依個情況咧。母親 Yashoda 是扮演她的媽媽，所以她扮演兒子的角色，她要怕媽咪了。
So it goes without saying that Krishna is very fast.
Krishna 走得很快。
He can be the fastest if he wishes to be. No one can catch him.
如果她想 Krishna 可以成為最快的人，那沒有人可以捉到她。
And Mother Yashoda is quite heavy set.
母親 Yashoda 也比較肥一點。
So she was running, trying to catch him.
咁喺度跑，母親 Yashoda 喺度一路追跑 Krishna 啦，啊，一路想捉住佢啦。
But Krishna kept running faster.
咁 Krishna 又跑快啲。
And she had great difficulty.
咁佢有好大嘅困難啊，媽媽有好大嘅困難。
And finally, when Krishna saw that she was perspiring and she was feeling very tired and she was getting very frustrated that she could not do her service as a mother, he allowed her to catch him.
咁當 Krishna 見到佢媽媽啊滿頭大汗啊，啊衣衫即係啲珠寶又跌曬啊，咁又好攰啦，咁又即係因為做唔到佢作為媽媽嘅服務咧，佢咧 Krishna 就終於咧係願意咧係俾佢媽媽綁住啦。
And she saw that Krishna was afraid of that stick, so she threw the stick away.
咁媽媽見到 Krishna 咧係好害怕嗰支棍咧，咁佢媽媽咧就將支棍抌咗佢啦。
But she thought Krishna still must be punished.
但係媽媽就諗啦，Krishna 仍然應該係受罰嘅。
Any good mother knows that you have to sometimes punish a child.
好嘅媽媽咧
，teach a lesson.
好媽媽咧應該都明白，有時候咧要係懲罰個孩子咧，係教導佢一啲課堂嘅。
So she thought, I will bind Krishna with ropes. I will tie him to the wooden grinding mortar and to keep him so he will not be able to move and to play and he'll be restricted for some time. And this way he will learn a lesson.
媽媽呢就想她準備找些繩綁住在木桩讓她不可以去周圍玩，讓她限制她一段時間。
So,She kept trying to tie him.
咁啊，媽媽咧就啊嘗試咗啊去嘗試好努力咧，想綁住 Krishna.
And although she had a very long rope,
咁雖然佢條繩咧好長
，every time she would try to bind Krishna and then tie, she always found that the two ends of the rope were just 2 inches or 2 fingers too short.
咁佢試咗好多次綁 Krishna 咧，但係每一次想綁個鏈嘅時候咧，都係爭咗兩個手指個長度嘅。
So no matter how many ropes she tied and tried to make the rope longer, each time it was still two fingers too short.
咁佢嘗試咗咧，係將啲繩薄長都好啦，但係綁嚟綁去咧，都係爭咗兩個手指嘅位。
So she became so frustrated.
咁佢就好好咩咧？沮喪啦。
That I cannot do my service to Krishna.
我唔可以為 Krishna 做呢個服務。
I cannot discipline my little baby.
我唔可以咧係讓我嘅小朋友咧係有啲紀律。
So she was just about ready to give up practically.
佢媽媽咧就準備放棄㗎啦。
But then Krishna seeing that her love was so intense that she wanted to do this service for him, he finally allowed her to tie him.
咁但係 Krishna 咧見到媽媽對佢嘅愛係咁多啦，咁佢亦都係因為佢媽媽想做呢個服務係去教嗰個兒子啊，咁所以咧 Krishna 最後就容許佢媽媽綁住佢。
So the rope, which was previously two fingers too short, magically became long enough so she could tie him.
之前條繩咧係爭咗兩個手指嘅長度啦，咁最終而家咧就突然間咧就變長咗咧，就可以綁住 Krishna 啦，打到個鏈。
So these two fingers are too short has some meaning.
爭咗嗰兩個手指嘅長度咧，其實係有背後有啲意思嘅。
One finger represents the devotee's endeavor.
一個手指咧係代表咧奉獻者嘅努力。
And the other finger represents Krishna's mercy.
第二個手指就代表 Krishna 嘅仁慈。
You have to have both things.
你兩者都需要。
You can endeavor forever, but if you do not get Krishna's mercy, you will not be successful.
咁
，sorry, boy.
咁你無論永恆地好努力都好啦，如果你得唔到 Krishna 嘅仁慈咧，都係唔得嘅。
Behave. Otherwise, we're going to tie you to a wooden grinding mill.
叫你表現好啲，如果唔係綁住你喎。
And it won't be two fingers too short.
咁又唔會爭咗兩個手指嘅長度。
So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he says.
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 係咁樣講過。
The Bhakta Nishtha.
I have that.
Yeah. He says the Bhakta Nishtha, the firm faith of the devotee, which is manifest in his tireless endeavor to serve and worship the Lord, and Svanishtha, the steady.Quality of the Lord, which brings forward His mercy on seeing the devotee's effort and fatigue cause Krishna to be bound.
呢度咧係講到叫 Bhakta Nishtha， 即係奉獻者堅定嘅信心咧，喺佢不辭勞苦咁樣去為主服務同埋崇拜主啦，同埋咧Svanishtha， 即係主咧穩定嘅品質咧，主就會用仁慈嘅眼光咧去睇奉獻者嘅努力同埋疲累，咁令這些品質呢就令到 Krishna 呢被捆綁的。
So in the absence of these two, the rope will always remain two fingers too short.
如果沒有這兩者呢，那這條繩呢經常都是爭了兩個手指的長度。
So this Bhakta Nishtha means fixed determination.
Bhakta Nishtha 呢就是堅定的信心。
I may have to go to hell for my offenses I have committed, but I will never give up serving and chanting.
我可能咧會因為我嘅冒犯要落地獄咧，但我永遠都唔會放棄咧去念誦咧聖名。
It means persistence，
即係話咧好堅定啊。
I will serve Krishna with my full heart, even if He doesn't show me mercy。
就算 Krishna 咧冇賜俾我仁慈咧，我都會咧係繼續咧去服務 Krishna。
It means desire，
即係代表咧係慾望。
I want only to serve Krishna and nothing else。
我淨係想去服務 Krishna 啦，唔想有其他嘅嘢。
It means willingness to accept responsibility for any failing.
即係願意接受呢個職責咧，係無論即係失敗幾多次都好。
That my inability to serve Krishna properly is due to my own offenses.
咁如果我冇能力去好好咁服務 Krishna 咧，其實係完全係因為我自己嘅冒犯。
So when Bhakta Nishtha, which is all we can really offer.Combines with Svanishtha, Krishna's steady mercy, the Lord can be bound.
咁咧系通过咧奉献者坚定嘅信心咧，啊，同埋咧 Swanista 即系咧主咧啊稳定嘅仁慈咧，咁咧奉献 Krishna 咧就会被呢位奉献者捆绑。
The Lord Krishna showed Mother Yashoda and the whole world that only love can bind him.
咁所以咧 ，Krishna 咧系展示俾呢个世人睇到咧，系只有爱咧先可以捆绑佢嘅。
Therefore, we should make a steady effort.
咁所以咧，我哋要恒常咁样，用一个恒常嘅努力。
We should chant the holy name with sincerity and surrender and depend on Krishna.
我哋应该咧系诚恳地咧系谦卑地咧，系去念诵 Krishna 嘅圣名啦，系咪学习咧去托庇 Krishna 嘅圣名？
So that completes the nine steps.
咁呢个系完整嘅九嘅步骤。
And I'd like to say in closing that chanting is never to be considered a mechanical process.
我想即系而家总结嚟讲咧，念诵圣名咧，永远都唔系一个咧机械式嘅程序。
Ultimately, success depends on Krishna's mercy and nothing else.
最终的成功呢是视乎呢 Krishna 的仁慈。
We have to chant the holy name clearly.
我们要清楚地去念诵圣名。
Don't mispronounce.
不要漏了发音。
You're giving us a demonstration. Sometimes the mantras that devotees chant are something quite different than the Hare Krishna.
咁有時奉獻者念嘅 Maha Mantra 同真正嘅 Hare Krishna Mantra 有好大嘅分別。
Snick snick ram ram, snick snick ram ram, snick snick ram ram。Or anything similar to that. Just make sure that you're chanting clearly.
要肯定自己念得清楚。
Yes, that's. I've heard that one before. Hear the mantra with our ears.
用你的耳朵咧聆听圣名。
Cry with our hearts.
用你的心咧系哭泣。
Cry to Guru.
向你的灵性导师咧哭泣。
Cry to Gornitai.
向灵性向 Gornitai 咧系哭泣。
Cry to Radha Krishna.
向 Radha Krishna 咧系哭泣。
And cry to Sri Nam Prabhu himself.
亦都咧向呢个Sri Nam Prabhu 咧圣名 Prabhu 咧系哭泣。
Srila Prabhupada said that we should chant in the mood of a child crying for his or her mother.
Prabhupada 讲到咧，我应该好似一个小孩咧向妈妈咧系一路哭泣一路呼唤妈妈嘅情况。
That means a helpless condition.
我哋系一个无助嘅境况去念诵圣名。
Where we have full dependence.
我哋系完全咧依靠咧圣名。
So we have to develop that full dependence on Krishna.
我哋要去培养呢一种咧完全咧依靠 Krishna 嘅心态。
I will stop there.
Thank you, Krishna.
And I ask if anyone has any questions. Maybe take a few questions. I've gone a little bit later than expected, but.
我比平時長咗個課啦，有可以答幾個問題嘅。
Sorry for that. Any questions come up? At all? Yes.
Sorry, I missed out. I spaced out. 可唔可以再講一次 ？Repeat one more time. Simple.
The bhakti lata creeper is growing, but alongside with the creeper, sometimes weeds can also grow. Weeds of material desire.
咁你奉愛嘅蔓藤咧生長緊啦，但係旁邊就好多雜草嘅。
Very simple.
好簡單。
Every gardener knows.
個個園丁都知道應該怎樣做的
Just pluck the weeds out.
那就拔了雜草就行了。 mong à.
That we have to chant with real sincerity and humility, and we have to cry out to Krishna, and we have to strive to chant without offense, and these weeds will gradually reduce in size, and they can gradually be rooted out altogether.
咁即係話咧，我哋要 非常之謙卑同埋誠懇咁去念誦聖名啦。咁咧，你冇即係完全冇冒犯嘅念誦咧，就可以慢慢清除咧呢啲雜草啦，或者將啲雜草咧係令佢小型啲啦。
The whole point of this is to say that we want to improve our quality of chanting, so we're actually chanting Krishna's name, and we're actually crying out to Krishna, and we're hearing the name, and we're becoming purified by that. Remove those things, remove those weeds that are there.
我哋係去好專注咁去呼喚 Krishna 嘅聖名，即係如果一個正話講到咧，其實漏咗一啲，但係好無助嘅心態咧去呼喚 Krishna 嘅聖名，慢慢呢啲雜草咧就會被清除啦。
So that's how we remove the weeds.
呢個就係清除雜草嘅方法。 You mentioned when we chant the holy name, we have to be attentive and with a proper mood. So like in transporting in a vehicle or walking on the road, is it not a good place for chanting?
Well, it's not the best environment.
唔係最佳嘅環境啦，去念誦聖名。
The reason being is that there are so many distractions.
因為有咁多嘅嘢咧，係令到你分心嘅。
Especially in Hong Kong.
尤其是在香港.
Gosh, if you walk down the street in Hong Kong, you're chanting, you'll be lucky if you're not knocked over by the thousands and thousands of people who happen to be also walking down the same street.
咁如果你一路喺條街度行，一路念誦聖名，咁如果你冇俾成千上萬咧喺街上行緊嘅人咧撞低咧，你都算好彩啦。
Or run over by a bus or
或者俾架巴士撞親啦。This
actually happened to a devotee here. I mean, many years ago. I don't know exactly what he was doing, but he was somehow chanting and walking down the street, and he crossed the road, and at the same time, a bus came, and he was actually hit by the bus. The bus was going very slow, so he was just kind of knocked down, but he wasn't hurt.
真係好多年前有一個奉獻，真係發生過呢件事。咁佢一路喺條街度行，一路喺度念誦聖名。咁跟住咧，佢過馬路嘅時候，啱有個巴士咧，係真係撞親佢。不過當時嘅巴士就開得好慢，咁所以咧佢就冇受傷。So
his mind must have been absorbed in the holy name or something, but it certainly wasn't. He certainly wasn't conscious of that bus coming, that's for sure.
咁呢個奉獻者咧，佢肯定一係就好沉醉喺念誦聖名入邊啦，或者係諗緊第啲嘢啦。咁佢就冇完全冇懷疑咧，巴士係嚟緊嘅。So
I'd say that you know the environment is also very important.
咁所以我話咧，環境都係好重要嘅。
We can chant anytime, any place. There are no rules and regulations.
我哋可以喺任何時候喺任何地方去念誦。
But when we're chanting japa, we should try to, you know, create an atmosphere which is conducive.
咁但係我哋如果要去念誦 japa 嘅時候咧，咁我應該自己去創造一個咧係較為有利嘅環境。
And that means an environment which is relatively controlled.
即係你個環境係受控制嘅咯。
It's relatively quiet. And it's a place where we can concentrate.
係一個地方，我哋係可以專注嘅。
Now in a vehicle, it depends what kind of vehicle, obviously.
咁如果你搭緊車，視乎你搭邊種車。
How many persons are in the particular vehicle?
有幾多人咧坐喺嗰架車上邊啦？
That may be somewhat easier than walking down the street and chanting.
咁可能比起行路可能易啲嘅。
his devotees have learned little tricks like putting earplugs in their ears and blocking out the external sounds.
有啲奉獻者就學識用啲耳塞塞住個耳仔，咁就即係可以隔咗一啲外在嘅聲音。
So it's possible to be fairly attentive in that situation.
咁係喺坐緊車都可以較為專注嘅。
But it's still not the best.
仍然係唔係最好嘅情況。
The best is as I had mentioned before.
最好嘅咧就係我之前講嘅。
But if we're, you know, so much pressed for time and we, you know, there's no other option, then we just have to do the best that we can.
咁但係如果我哋嘅時間係好受限制咧，咁我哋唯有即係盡力做到最好啦。But
let us not try to fool ourselves.
咁但係我哋又唔好自呃自己啦。If
we can, if we do have the ability to make a good arrangement for chanting, a good environment, then we should do so.
咁但係如果我哋有能力咧，係去為自己咧係設立一個較為好嘅念誦嘅環境咧，我哋應該去做嘅。And
only as a last resort should we, you know, settle for something second, third, or fourth best.
我哋如果我哋做唔到最好咧，先至去選擇啲即係次等啲、三等啲、四等啲嘅方法。
Anything else? Lita Sundari is giving me the sign. Time signal.
Time signal.
I guess that's my cue. I have to stop. So thank you all very much. I appreciate the opportunity to give this talk.
好多謝大家俾依個機會講呢一堂課啦。
現在是
Prashadam 時間 Prashadam time.
Prashadam comes in many forms.
Prashadam 以很多不同的形式來到啦。
Honoring Prashadam.
去榮耀祭如。
Okay, for those of you who have not received any yet, I have two things. I have some Prashadam from the deities in the Radha Gopinath temple in Mumbai. And also a photo that I'd like to give you. So if you've not gotten that yet, then I'd like to give it to you.
如果你昨天不在這裡,沒有拿到 Maharaj 派給奉獻者的禮物,你可以來拿的,是一些 Mahaprasadam, 是孟買一間叫 Chupati Temple的神像, Radha Gopinath的神像的, 還有一張那個 Radha Gopinath神像的照片送給大家的。
Just now coming.
Children first, is it?
Yeah,
小朋友先啦。
Well, we have to get it first. It has not arrived.
You haven't arrived. 拿緊出嚟，佢哋。
Huh? Organization. Lack of organization. Oops. Sorry? Of course, but you've really grown.